Again, man is in a state of degeneration. Why doesn't everyone just choose to understand the fruit of the tree of life? Look in Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3, beginning with verse 13. How blessed is the man who finds wisdom. Well, you can say, well, that isn't life. And the man who gains understanding. For her profit is better than the profit of silver, and her gain better than a fine gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire compares with her. Think about the language here and the desire that the tree of the knowledge of good and evil had in its influence over Adam and Eve, beginning with Eve and then transferring over to Adam. The desire of wisdom. Long life is in her hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and her paths are peace. She is a tree of life. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who hold her fast. Yahweh, by wisdom, founded the earth. Interesting phrase there. We'll look at it in a second. By wisdom, he founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the deeps were broken up and the skies dripped with dew. My son, let them not vanish from your sight. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So will they be life to your soul and adornment to your neck. Then will you walk in your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden fear, nor of the onslaught of the wicked when it comes. For Yahweh will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. If we have wisdom, we understand Yahweh is there. We place our trust there. We don't place our trust in knowing and understanding. We don't place our trust in being able to comprehend some complex situation better than someone else, because that's worth nothing. We place our confidence in Yahweh and in his wisdom. That's where life comes from. Look in Proverbs 4, beginning with verse 11. Proverbs 4, verse 11. I have directed you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in upright paths. When you walk, your steps will not be impeded, and if you run, you will not stumble. Take hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. There, once again, we see the correlation between life and wisdom. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not proceed in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not pass it by. Turn away from it and pass on, for they cannot sleep unless they do evil. They are robbed of sleep unless they make someone stumble. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. And we're going to look at some examples of this in just a moment. But doesn't this many times just explain what we see all around us? Certainly it explains what happened this past week. Regardless of what his background is, regardless of what his thoughts, processes were, this is a very wicked act to take. And as most of us think, then the other thing is it's cowardly then to take his own life, because then you don't have to pay for anything. But Yahweh will still judge him later. There's still a price to pay. Far beyond anything that he wants to understand or wanted to understand that day. Verse 15, avoid it, do not pass by, turn away from it. Verse 17. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Because in the heart is where this deceit and where all these problems begin. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their body. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Wisdom and life go hand in hand. The Hebrew word is chokmah, number 2451. It is an attitude and a manner of thinking. And you know what? It does not include evil. It is not about knowing good and evil. It is about understanding good. The tree of life, I believe, was a tree of good only. Look in Job chapter 28. Yahweh didn't want man to have to deal with good and evil. He intended for man to only have to deal with good. I mean, isn't that what we want? You think about it today and you say, man, if only I could have good things in my life would be peaceful. It would be good. It would be productive. I would have no problems or thoughts or concerns or cares or fears. But instead, we desire to know the good and the evil. And so we take that on. Job 28, verse 28. And to man he said, behold, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Wisdom is Yahweh. Wisdom is knowing and understanding. Look in Psalm 34, verse 7. Psalm 34, verse 7. Beginning with verse 7.